Latecomers by Anita Bruckner. Read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. Hartmann, a voluptuary, lowered a spoonful of brown sugar crystals into his coffee cup, then placed a square of bitter chocolate on his tongue, and while it was dissolving, lit his first cigarette. The ensuing mélange of tastes and aromas pleased him profoundly, as did the blue tracery of smoke above the white linen tablecloth, the spray of yellow carnations in the silver vase, and his manicured hand, on which the wedding ring fitted loosely, without those deep indentations that afflict the man who has gained weight or age, a man to whom, in any case, his wedding might be presumed to be an affair of the irrelevant past. Hartmann gazed around the hotel dining room, coming to rest benevolently on the youngish men with briefcases at the adjoining tables. Middle management, he believed they were called, for whom lunch was inextricably bound up with discussions of a business nature. "My dears, you do not look well," thought Hartmann. "Your complexions are not clear, your haircuts unbecoming. You give your time and attention to business and save too little for yourselves. There's not a lot of point in talking about a zero-growth scenario, as you are apparently prepared to do, if you're going to dispatch a lobster cocktail followed by steak and kidney pie. Mineral water will not save you." He himself ate sparingly, grilled fish with a vegetable, followed by coffee. He long ago learnt the pleasures of sobriety, of extracting the essence from the example, of attaining and completing rather than striving and collapsing. He would not even allow himself a second cigarette. That would come much later.